Thank you, Madam Chair. We thank the honorable panelists for their very valuable discussions. Madam Chair, it's regrettable that after 60 years of the adoption of the ICERT, 60 years after the adoption of the United Nations Declaration on the Elimination of All Forms of the Racial Discrimination, and 22 years after the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, the necessity of fighting against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, as well as the contemporary form of racism, is needed more than ever. The alarming rise of religious hatred, such as the recent Islamophobic acts and the willful desecration of the Holy Quran authorized by some states. The excessive use of force by police based on the racial profiling and racial prejudice against people of African descent in some Western countries, as well as the attempt to keep and extend the colonial domination through imposing the illegal and inhuman unilateral coercive measures, or the manifestations of contemporary forms of racism in today's world, expected to be addressed in our vision and action of the full and effective implementation of DDPA. The situation is deteriorating when these illegal, dangerous, and inciting racial acts would be justified under the pretext related to the human rights, including but not limited to the freedom of expression, and by the states which pretend themselves as the advocate of human rights. We are of the view that there is an urgent need for filling the normative and executive gaps in order to tackle efficiently these racial acts based on religion and nationality as the most pervasive manifestations of racial discrimination. In this regard, we invite the eminent expert of DDPA, the Honorable Special Rapporteur, and the members of CERT Committee to concentrate and accelerate their efforts to set forth the complementary international standards to strengthen and update international instruments against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, with a particular attention to the above-mentioned issues. I thank you, Madam Chair.